Start again for the thing. Oh, okay, for sure. Just pretend that you're hearing this for the first time. So it says in the pasuk, "V'yomrul kol das bnei Yisrael lemar," that when Yeshua and Kalev come back to say a good report against the other 10 spies, so it says that they say to the Jewish people, "Lemar," so saying, "Haaretz asher varnu," but the land that we went over there, "Blasaraisa," to investigate, to spy out, "Haaretz mayid mayid," it's very, very good. So ask the Archaim HaKadosh, what does it mean, "Lemar"? "V'yomrul kol das bnei Yisrael," Yeshua and Kalev said to Kal Yisrael, the land that we went to spy out is very, very good. Lamer usually means, like, Vaidabra Shel Moshe Lamer. Hashem says to Moshe, tell other people, that's Lamer. So what's over here? They're saying to Kal Yisrael, what's Lamer? So he says like this. Acher Sha'amer, what does it say, Lamer? Ulai, so he says the following shot. Ki letzad shagama meraglim gamim amru eretz avas chal v'dvash. Because the Meraglim, even though they said negative reports about the land, but they did mention this Nakuda, that Eretz Yisrael is an eretz avas chal v'dvash, which Kalev and Yeshua are also backing up. So he says, Shushvachars, which is the praise of the land. But the Kavanosam, but even when the Meraglim said that, they didn't mean to believe Shalem, Haisal Lahara. They really said it for negative intentions, Lahatztig Maim Hardoifi, to legitimize the negative report that they're going to say. You have to say something positive, otherwise it can't just all be all bad. So you have to say something positive in order to give legs to the next part of the statement. So even when they said the positive, it wasn't Betzim about praising Eretz Yisrael. Lezeh heid akosav. So if you hear the pasuk is testifying, not so when it comes to Yeshua and Kalev. For Yomer called us bnei Yisrael. They said a positive report about the land called Kal Yisrael. Lamer. What does it mean, lamer? Yeshua v'kalev niskabnu l'roimem ulafar. Their kavanah was taka to uplift the land and to say really good things. Believe shalom. V'tevas lamer. That's the word lamer means over here. It doesn't mean to say, but not from the word amira, but rather from the word rom, which means to be elevated. Lamer means lashon roimimus. Al derech sha'imru, like the pasuk says, ha'amarta v'hamircha, which means to uplift. So v'yomer kol das bnei Yisrael lamer, and they're saying this with the intention of truly uplifting the land's covet. Har zeh sher varnu b'lasaris atav haaretz mayid mayid. And so that's it's the famous verse from Baal Shem Tov also. Eretz Yisrael is Knesset Yisrael. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. One is in place, and one is in the soul. But it's the same mitzvahs. As Baal Shem Tov said, sometimes even when you say good things about a yid, you're really doing it in order to be mekayim a mitzvah, in order whatever it is. You have to say it. You have to do it. Just like Yeshua and Kalev said good things about the land, b'leiv shalom, l'roim name, l'leimar, not for any ulterior motives. It's the same thing with Knesset Yisrael. It should be revealed in Hashemayim on all levels that the Aretz is very, very good. Knesset Yisrael is very, very good. Shabbosaych to see brachas and Yeshua's that come from that. We should have a lichtige, lichtige Erev Shabbos, a lichtige, lichtige, lichtige Shabbos.